The Holy Gospel today comes from the 24th chapter of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "About that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The good old pulpit. Oh, that's sort of in the way, but you can see me. You can hear me at least. Advent. Do you know what Advent means? I looked it up. Here's some of what it means. It means an arrival and an adventure. An arrival and an adventure. That's what Advent can mean. And the question is, if you look at that text, Jesus poses it, and it's for us to think about. Therefore, you also must be ready. So, what is it we're called to be ready for? What does Jesus ask us to be ready for? Stay awake, is that what you said? That is correct, stay awake. Yes, for sure, stay awake. When I was sitting in the entrance of the church there by the office, you know, these two pictures are there, and they kind of help me remember one thing. About Jesus anyway, as we have start this beginning of the journey of the new church year, is, you know, sometimes you have a smiling Jesus, and sometimes you do have that Jesus who says, "Come on now," or whatever the words are that you need to hear to get you in gear, you know, to do something, to love somebody, or at least to think about loving someone. The smiling Jesus is the way to go, Jesus. Nice try. Good job. And the other Jesus, "Come on. Come on, Eric. Come on, Beth." I won't say all your names, but come on. It's kind of fun to sit in that hallway because they're both there. And they're always both there. And that's the second thing to recall as we take this journey of Advent, this arrival of Jesus coming and this adventure and the waiting, is that Jesus loves us and Jesus changes us. Jesus loves us and Jesus changes us. The whole program of the church year goes like this. We wait, we watch, we see death, we see resurrection. We see promise. We have hope. We gain our freedom with God's gracious gifts for us. Those are the things we do in the seasons of the church. And so we start with this arrival and this adventure. Advent is this new season that breaks through. When you turn around, you'll see the star in the background. It represents light. And I was thinking about light, and Advent is a new season, a new start, and it reminds us that darkness is coming. Darkness is coming. But light is chasing it. We have four animals, one dog and one cat, love chasing that dang laser. Have you ever seen an animal do that? It's crazy. That's what the light of Christ is. It's always chasing the darkness, going to the dark places. The light bursts through again and again, like going up a river, like the Columbia. And there's a dam of darkness. God's light bursts through it. And the next dam, and the next dam, and the next dam. Until the last dam, which is death. And the light blasts through that. And we have resurrection. And we have hope. And we have freedom. I think it's also a season to remember some promises. Four promises. These are the four that I think about. I was having a conversation with my agnostic friend, and we were talking about God, as we always frequently do, surprisingly, with an agnostic friend. It's good to have an agnostic friend. And we were talking about God and how, you know, there are some tough times, and where is God? And my only response is, this is a promise of God. I will find you in strange and surprising ways. That's one promise of God. I will always find you in strange and surprising ways. You never know how or where or when God is going to find us and connect to us. That's what those portraits reminded me of as I sat there. And that guy came knocking on the door. Oh, who's this guy? Dang it. I want to go home because I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch yet. And I get grumpy when I haven't had lunch. So I talk with him. I get the wonderful box of stuff of an endless supply of laundry soap. Great. Thank you, Jesus. Then I get to my car and someone pulls in, you know, and I'm on the other side of the car so they can't see me, and they're at the door. And there's nobody else here because Pam has gone to Montana and Beth is recovering from sickness. So it's just me. Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. And I think it's that Jesus over there kind of, you know, looking behind me. I'm an only child, so I've always thought of Jesus as a big brother. So that's that Jesus over there. Go see what that person wants, Eric. That's your job. All right. Based on the looks of this person, I thought, what is she going to want? I say, how can I help you? And she says, I've got five meals, Thanksgiving meal, this is Wednesday, in my car, and I need to find a home for these five Thanksgiving meals. And I said, well, you know, across the street, you know, we have a pretty good partnership there. There may be something going on there. And she said, oh, no, I've talked with them. In fact, I'm good friends with the principal over there. It's like, okay. And so we kind of thought through where she could bring those five meals. And I said, well, what group are you a part of? Well, no group. This is just what our family does every Thanksgiving. That was kind of both those pictures. Kind of a, come on, Eric, and then laughing, you know. Just when you think you got it all figured out, Eric, I'm going to surprise you. The second promise is that you can always see Christ. You can. There's always a way. Because it's me. You can see Christ in me and my tribe, which is us. And the church. You can see Christ in your neighbor. It's about family and community. You can see Jesus. You can see this Jesus in your neighbor. That's the promise. You can. The third promise is the journey is not always easy. And then there's a dot, 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 and you have company. Now, how that company works with you or against you, well, that's to be determined as you, you know, experience life. But life ain't easy, always. But you have company. We all have company. Advent is an adventure. It's an arrival. This is the memo that God gives to us. You've received the memo. I will find you. You can see me in the neighbor. I love you. I'll change you. Come join the adventure. Amen.